Welcome back to Sidetracked, and today we're talking about the impending doomsday. Sort of. Welcome back to Sidetracked. It is Jason, and I am joined today by Michael and Hello. Brian.
Hello.
You threw me off there, Michael. No, you're
Jason didn't give me time to say hey.
I wasn't sure if I wanted to give either of you any time to actually say anything. I thought maybe I was just going to breeze through it, and then, you know, I could ask you a question or ask how you were doing. But here we are. This is the world we live in. You guys, well, one of you jumped the shark. One of you didn't know how to swim.
It's the world as we know it.
So, appropriate. So that's kind of the overall theme of today, right? We're going to talk about apocalypses and post-apocalypses and doomsdays and all sorts of that sort of stuff. And okay. I just wanted to preface the whole thing by saying REM sings that song, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just know it goes 6 o'clock. Anybody know the lyrics to that part? Sing it right now.
No, nobody knows. Nobody listens to REM.
No, I just know the chorus of that song. But anyway.
Yeah.
Are
we in our mid-40s? I'm sorry.
No, this we weren't weren't the right age.
No. Wow. All right.
So I considered, when I was thinking about doomsday, apocalypse, all that shit, end of the world, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's the end of the world as we know it, right? Not necessarily like Armageddon, a meteor hits Earth and we're all gone, right? So I'm thinking about it that way. Post-apocalypse, like, you know, that whole thing, right?
All right.
So that's kind of the mindset I was in when I was thinking about, you know, this. And then I hope that your questions that you might have or the things you were thinking about when we brought it up as a topic play into that, because that's what I was thinking. So,
where will you go shopping?
Yeah, right? How many dollars? Oh, that was probably one of Brian's terrible questions about the apocalypse.
Listen, let me tell you, you guys think fantasy questions. I'm asking the real life questions.
Okay.
The actual shit you're going to have to apply in the world that we live in.
But fine,
you guys,
we'll
listen, I understand you guys want to know what transforming desert vehicle you're going to drive. But I have fucking real questions and you'll hear them out.
Yeah, you'll need the transforming vehicle to get to the grocery store that you would shop at. So.
Oh, they're all going to be closed. We'll get there. We'll get there, folks.
All right. So I guess I'll start us off here with a little question I was thinking about here. So it kind of goes with what I was saying. All of these little apocalypse things are different, and there's different ways of thinking about them. If you had to pick a pop culture, doomsday, apocalypse, post-apocalypse, whatever it is, which one would you choose to live in? Just for whatever reason. It doesn't matter if it's the one you think you'd be the best at, the one that would be the most fun. Doesn't matter. Which one would you choose? And you can either one. You can start. I don't care. I believe in you both.
is it the one we want to live in because we would thrive in, or just like would be the coolest to live in? Because there are two different answers.
Well, I guess you get to choose, Michael. So I'm empowering you to choose whichever one you'd like.
I will A and B my answers. A, sure. B, if I was like the shit and like because. Myself in a doomsday scenario, I'm not living long, so I can't really place myself in one of those scenarios. But if I'm like the fucking Mad Max of that universe, then I would probably pick. Oh man, I'd probably pick like what the heck is that movie? I forgot what it was called.
Boy.
I was thinking about it.
We're off the rails already.
Cat.
It's been three
Cat,
minutes.
The
Cat? Like Cats the Musical?
No, not Cats the Musical.
He saw it on opening night.
Yeah. the one where you volunteer.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. How did I keep forgetting that? It was at the tip of my tongue.
So
anyway.
your Katniss? Is that what we're getting at here?
But like that's the one I'd be in because you would yeah. It's pretty much kind of normal society. You get roped into the games
the
and you
kinda.
Win. Kind of.
I don't
pretty
know.
Close. You
when
have
they
shocked,
go to these people's janky. Well, I guess it depends on which. I don't know. Remember what they're called. Mm-hmm. Prefecture, city, state, whatever you're in. Because she lived in a shithole. It was
But I would be
post-apocalyptic Russia.
I'm living in the best part of that universe. So,
you're like the biggest city's champion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'm in District 1 living it up. Who cares? No worries. Oof. But in a real, if I'm in a scenario and something happens, it's a zombie one, right? Like, it's the easiest to survive. For the most part, society could probably continue regardless of how many films say society just collapses for no reason. Society could probably move ahead just fine. There might
But isn't that...
Yeah.
So that's like World War Z, right? Didn't World War Z, they just built a really big wall. And then eventually
zombies got over the really big wall.
Listen, they climbed the wall. Plus, I feel like the zombie apocalypse is the one where you are absolutely most likely to die slow and horrible.
No.
Like you, yes. What are your choices? You're going to be killed by humans.
A marauder.
Right? Yeah. You're going to be killed by some sort of masked Avenger. All right? Or you're going to literally be ripped limb from limb while you're still alive by rotting,
I don't even think it gets that far. I think a zombie apocalypse, it gets to the point where it's like, now everything's shut down for a little bit while the army just kind of clears the streets out, and then you go back to society. You're back.
No. That's right now, Michael. That's what's happening right now. You're not even hitting the tip of the iceberg for how shitty the zombie apocalypse is.
Zombies are overrated. I don't think it gets that serious.
They're overrated, but that sucks, dude. Unless you have like a stipulation to your zombie apocalypse. So like there's The Walking Dead or like, Dawn of the Dead.
That's
There's I Am Legend. That's a whole nother zombie apocalypse because
are those
you
considered
have
zombies
day.
Those?
Well,
those are mutants.
Might as well
they're,
be. They're zombies.
Mutants.
28 days later.
Mutant zombies. I'm just saying, I Am Legend, you have the day to yourself. If you want to go have a breakdown in the Blockbuster with a bunch of mannequins,
are like fucking vampire zombies. I Am Legend had a really strange.
There was no vampires.
They were
zombies.
Right. It was the fact that they were nocturnal. Like they mixed vampires and zombies.
Yeah, they were kind of like a mix between vampires and the World War Z zombies that are all fast and pile up on you.
And then 28 days later. By the end of like the month, the zombies starved and everything went back to normal.
Minus all the people that were killed.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Population control happens.
Wow. Wow. You say that in the middle of the pandemic, Michael? It's not even funny.
All right. All right, Brian. Mike wants to thin the herd. What about you? What is your choice?
All right. My choice for my desired apocalypse, if I'm going to be in an end of world scenario, I don't want to do zombies. It's too painful and horrible. I want to do Fallout. Not specifically Fallout, but I want to do like the post-nuclear world, right? Like, the 1% has just fucked around so much that they ruined everything and they set off bombs and they lit fires and all that, and you kind of got to start over, but there's factions and things like that, and there's like some semblance of trade and life, but it's rough. So mine is the Fallout world.
Isn't the 1% almost guaranteed to be the ones that fucking survive that, though?
Yeah,
they're the ones with the bunkers and the
sure,
and everything.
Sure.
So they just continue to perpetuate the same nonsense over and over again.
They survive it, but they also cause it, which is, similar to global warming, I guess. Let's not get political here.
Oh.
But same shit, though.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So that's
mine. Fallout would be a cool world, but I don't know. First, you get cryo frozen, and you have to hope that your fucking pod wakes up or you're in a constant state of freezing. Then you have to go outside the world and try to make a living for yourself that has been completely vaporized.
It's true. And I'll tell you one thing. If I was in the Fallout apocalypse, there's no goddamn way I'm building settlements for that guy with the hat.
But a settlement needs your help.
No. I'll sleep outside.
Brian,
I'm not
you say
settlement.
The zombies is the worst because you get ripped from arm to limb, just torn apart. Yet there are mutated animals, massive animals, that are destroying buildings in Fallout. But that's okay.
Yeah,
it's like Godzilla, but nuclear radiated Godzillas
and,
everywhere.
And nuclear radiated zombies in Fallout 4.
That's true.
At least my zombies are just controllable and slow.
That
walk.
That's just the one that feels like home to me, fellas.
I've got two. I have my initial one that's kind of like jokey, which is just that I would choose Armageddon because then it would just be fucking over and it wouldn't matter. Nobody would live and it would just be the end. Quick and painless, easy, right? But I was like, that's cheap and that's not means for a conversation, right? So my second choice is The Matrix. Because you live the dopest life you want in The Matrix as long as you stay plugged in. I'm good
that's
with
right.
that.
Oh, yeah, that's dude. The point. Matrix. Ah, see, well, that's a good one. And
to go to your first one, would you in that universe, would you go on the asteroid and blow it up, or would you just sit there and chill the last few days?
No, Alderaan style. You're just blowing me up. It's over. Like, I just don't know what's coming, and all of a sudden, it's just like, and we're gone. That sounds like the least painful way, right? Second least painful way, be plugged into the Matrix, be a cog in the machine, have a great life.
But it's not a great life.
I mean, it's your life right now. But it's a normal, yeah. Right. That's great compared to getting struck by an asteroid.
It is, but you know what? I always had like a side thought in the Matrix, the world of the Matrix. You know, in the first film, remember the scene where the traitor, I believe his name was Cypher, he's talking to Agent Smith in the restaurant, and they're basically striking a deal. He's saying, hey, if you turn in these rebels or whatever, I will give you whatever you want when I plug you back into the Matrix. That's what I want to do. I want to find the freedom fighters. I want to sell them out to the machines, and I want to have the machines. I want to have the machines lace my shit up. Like, I want to wake back up in the Matrix with like $1 trillion in the bank. I want to wake up, you know, I want all the niceties because it's all phony bullshit anyway.
What's amazing?
So whatever. Why not?
What's amazing about the Matrix is the initial Matrix was created to make everything perfect for mankind, to give them the best life they could live.
Yeah, to enslave
them. People hated it. They rebelled against having the perfect life. So they said, okay, we will just create a world where you're always at war, hating each other. You have to work to get food. You have to supply yourself with things. Like, humans had everything. And they said, no, I don't want everything. Fuck you and everything.
Yeah, they had
give me nothing.
They had the cheat codes turned on, and they're like, no, this is too easy. Give me our shitty lives back. Okay, well, here you go.
So I guess we know what Brian's role is in the Matrix. He fucking swallow the pill and forget everything.
Yeah.
But would you, if you knew
of a freedom world.
I'm
not being Neo. What good?
Really?
What good does being Neo have? If I'm not, am I Neo? That goes back to how you addressed your question. If I'm Neo, then you basically have
Neo,
fucking
honestly.
Superpowers, and that's not so bad. But if you're anybody but Neo, like, I don't want to be stuck underground in a fucking cave.
So
like,
you're taking the fake life?
Yeah, 100%.
You're not taking freedom?
Nope, absolutely not. Even if my fake life is the life that I have right now. If we're in the Matrix right now, well, I don't give a shit. Here I am. Everything's fine. Right?
Yeah.
I'm good with that. I'll take that.
It's not that.
Just a
it's
cog
not
in the machine.
I'll be a cog in the machine.
Wow.
Every once
I'm
in a while, you see the lady in
would...
the red dress. You know what I mean? And you're like, that's a little strange. Oh well. Brian, in the meantime, is surrounded by women in the red dress because he sold
everybody.
Because
I turned in. Listen, what was
None
Morpheus
of us are
really
going
gonna do?
The top
tell me what
the
what's the what is even the point of them unplugging everybody? It's better to be plugged in. It's nicer.
Yeah.
Because it's about freedom. It's about control.
Oh, fuck that.
As three incredibly white people, we can just say, go ahead and fuck freedom, right? That's something that we're allowed to say.
Man, I'm the only one that takes the pill and goes for freedom.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Yeah.
Enjoy
your dank, cold
cave.
Yeah, your stank ass cave where you don't get to shower or eat.
Yeah, have a good time in those dirty rags with all the plugs all over you.
Well, those are good answers. I was expecting Brian to be like Mad Max and I'd be Mad Max. Blah. I don't know. Nope. I expected that sort of response out of you. Like, I'm going to be king of hell.
How about okay?
You know,
king of hell. How about Waterworld?
Ugh, I thought about that too. I gave it.
And
I gave
if
it.
If you
thought.
Take, I did too. If you take the universe of Waterworld, not a bad place.
Oh,
you live
really?
Your normal. You live your normal life.
Sort,
you just
sort of.
Have no land. Yeah, you live. Your everything's on water.
But are we saying that like we're getting electricity even though we're on water? We're getting internet even though we're on water. Satellite.
Well,
internet.
All right,
happy
calm
with
down.
Satellite internet for your video games, Mike?
Yeah, we're not going to keep up with the cog of the Matrix. I get that,
but
not,
there's no video games. Not that there's one. You would all have to say goodbye to video games. There's no video games in the apocalypse though.
There is in the Matrix.
Sure, you are the video
the
game.
The Matrix is the best option. I could play video games in my own video game.
I feel like that's a lazy option. This is bullshit.
But I'm saying, right, like, there's going to come a time in the apocalypse where you're going to slowly just start to abandon technology because I would say it starts to become cumbersome in a lot of ways. You're going to revert back to the old type of technology, CB radios and stuff like that. No, you know, you're going to have an option between charging your radio to maybe find help from some sort of resource or charging your Nintendo Switch. And I guess I'd die after I found no resources because I'd charge the Switch.
Yeah. Did you ever see that show? What was it called? Revolution or something?
Yeah.
No.
Where they like they got EMP'd or whatever, right? So that was like society just like broke down into smaller nation states, but like life was kind of normal, except they didn't have electricity and like they weren't the United States anymore. It was like the Confederacy of Brian and shit like that. But I don't know.
Not bad.
That doesn't sound so bad.
But what, like, so back
it's like
to,
it's like camping.
Waterworld wouldn't be a bad option.
Everybody, you just have a jet ski, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get gas for your jet ski? You're making a solar powered jet ski. How are you making a solar panel?
Oil refineries are still there.
Oh, that's true. Those are out in the ocean. You're right.
Yes, they are.
All right.
Pew 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 pew.
Mike's backup
second.
Plan is
second.
Waterworld. Mike Seidler would be incredibly happy with you.
Oh, he's already there. You know.
In his mind, he's there.
And we'd all, in our lifetime, evolve and have gills in the back of our ears. It's a perfect.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
See, I didn't even know that was part of it because I've never sat through that goddamn shit fest.
That's a shame. It's a great film.
No, sir.
The general population might disagree with the fact that it's a great film. That might have been a little. Anyway.
All right. So my question, we were kind of answering it when we were talking about what are not such a big issues when you think about it. So what doomsday is overhyped and people think is cool, but not really? It would kind of suck.
That shit's Mad Max, man. Mad Max would be a whack universe to live in.
It'd be horrible.
Horrible. Everyone's like, that's like what a lot of people think about when they think about like a hellscape, like post-apocalyptic universe. And being in that shit would be terrible. Just like fucking someone finding you on the road and being like, you're my prisoner now. How's it feel? And you just go, bad, I guess, but I guess I don't have a choice. Like, get killed on a giant fucking go-kart made of like bowling pins and spines. Like, I don't know, it's just like, it just sounds awful. Everything about it sounds awful. It's hot.
Yeah,
it's fucking sandy.
They're withholding water.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah,
awful.
Sucks.
Awful. Mad Max is overrated as shit.
Terrible. And you know what one I think would be terrible, and I don't necessarily know that there's a lot of people out there saying that this would be great, but have either of you ever seen The Road, or read The Road?
Yes.
I should say
no.
That is the worst apocalypse you could possibly have, because it's the most real apocalypse, right? The world is dead, right? Vegetation's dead, sky's gray, the waters are choppy. It's like the remaining people are keeping human beings and like slowly severing their limbs and tying them off to eat them, like really horrible stuff.
Silent
there's a scene.
Green.
Oh, dude, there's a scene where they're like turning a baby over on an open
spit.
Fire on a spit. Dude,
it is rough.
That is the worst apocalypse, but it is also the most realistic one, which is probably why.
Yeah,
it's
lots
the
of
worst.
People think that's like the best representation of an doomsday and end of the world, whatever you want to say. Like, lots of people think that's like the best portrayal there's ever been. Was The Stand or The Road? Not The Stand.
The Road. Yeah. It's quite good. Quite realistic.
So what's
realistic?
Well,
how do you say realistic? You don't know.
I mean,
it's realistic.
It's realistic in the sense that you don't have to conjure anything from your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not having to go, there's a zombie or a werewolf or a
people are just shitty.
Listen, it's just it was devolution, basically.
Gotcha.
Listen, you saw what the world did to toilet paper in the wake of an upper respiratory virus.
That's right.
That is nothing.
That's the
rub. If there was an actual serious situation, and not that COVID-19 is not serious, but like a world-ending extinction-level event, it's not just toilet paper they're coming for.
If we were back in like the Cold War,
right?
If that was happening right now, that's kind of what the road is like. That was like the toilet paper thing's like the first 15 seconds of the road.
Right.
Like everything after that's way worse.
Exactly.
That's about as bad as it got for any of us. So, Mike, what's your overrated? I think we know, but go ahead and expand on it a little bit. We want to hear complain.
What do you mean? It's not complaining. It's just fact. It's zombies. There's.
I agree.
Zombies are, again, the most... I don't think people think it would be cool and actually suck. I think zombies are just overrated. I still think society could survive. I still think you could have electricity. I still think you could have districts and cities and towns and states would still be assembled. I think you would have areas that might be out of zones that would contain those that are undead while you clean them up. But I think those would be... I think it's just, I don't get, and I'm talking about, like, when you talk about I Am Legend, I don't think of those zombies. You look at, what's the one with Brad Pitt?
World War Z.
Even though the book adaptation, they walk really slow, and people, I think it happens during the Revolution era, doesn't it? People are fighting with muskets and stuff.
I don't remember. I think the book takes place in a different time. The movie was like, it was not the book.
But anyways, I don't remember what
the book was like. It's been like 15 years.
Again, I don't. Those aren't. That doesn't seem like that. I wouldn't consider that a zombie. It's more of a mutant, like an evolution of a human almost. So, the undead zombie, overrated, overhype. I think it would be more like Shaun of the Dead,
where it's like, oh, look at how stupid apocalypse. This is.
Yeah. People will die, absolutely, but in the most part, you're winning a fight with a pool stick, and it's fine.
Hubris will kill people in Michael's zombie apocalypse, but otherwise, it's fine.
What the apocalypse I think people think would be cool, but would secretly suck. I hate puns, but pun intended. Vampires. So
is that
there's
an apocalypse?
Yeah, dude. Oh, what is that movie with?
They're dystopian.
Daybreakers. Have you ever seen Daybreakers? Has Ethan Hawke in it or something? Yeah. I think it was Ethan Hawke.
Oh, maybe.
Is that the one in
Alaska? I don't know. I've never been a vampire guy.
No,
so
that's 28
I
Days a Night.
28 Days a Night, so, okay.
Daybreakers was, I think Ethan Hawke was a guy. I don't remember. The gist was vampires are, there's a virus that causes people to turn into vampires, right? But then the vampires basically just keep humans as food, and they just like keep them in cages. It's basically like our livestock industry, right? Where like you just keep them in shitty cages, and you just like bleed them. But then you keep them. Wow. You know what I mean? Like over and over again. Like vampire end of the world would be awful.
And there's also the Strand on Netflix.
Oh, that was a good show.
Vampires. That was a very good show. Vampires control. They're essentially vampires. Represent the 1%, and they control everything that goes on in the world, and you can either be an ally of them or you can be against them. Mm-hmm. And so it's not doomsday as in the world is over. It's more of a dystopia, and
end
that's
of
why
the world
I
as
the
you
two
know
together
it.
Because one ends the other, right? Something a doomsday event occurs to end society as you know it and changes it for different. And what comes from that is usually a dystopia. So this is more of a dystopia type thing, but I think it would secretly suck because people have this idea like, oh, I get to be vampires are cool. They show like a partnership. They help us survive. If I want to join them, I can join them. But really, 80% of the people are just cattle for them.
You think
and they're gonna lie.
Yeah,
they're gonna just hey, sure.
You think most people are thinking about this in like a Twilight scenario as opposed to like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer sort of thing.
That too. I think Twilight ruined the true intentions of vampires, and when they rise, you'll all be sorry.
Got it.
Yeah, when they start to sparkle, man.
That was
5G towers are just the beginning.
That was just vampires perpetuating a stereotype so that they could have an easier time taking everything over.
That's right. That's right.
So I got one for you. Here's a question for you. What dystopia do you think the world we currently live in is being ushered towards, right? So we've got this work from home life. We've got this, the social distancing. Is this positioning us or setting our trajectory towards a specific dystopia? And if so, which one?
Ooh, I got one for this too. And it was going to be my answer to Mike's, which one do people think is the opposite of Mike's, right? So which one do people think would be awful but really wouldn't be that bad? Is Children of Men.
Can you remember that? I'll say not enough people have watched that film, and it's a fantastic film.
That film is excellent.
I feel like that is one of the most realistic ones. And I guess like the work from home thing, like it doesn't make that any more likely, I guess, based on the current circumstance, but it's like one of the most realistic things that could just happen. Like, oops, let's just say for shits and giggles, GMOs somehow make everyone infertile. Like, oops, it just happened. Nope, the world's over. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many things that could cause that to happen. So I feel it's like crazy. That's the one that we could most easily find ourselves in.
I will say that I think the one we're on our path to is Blade Runner.
Oh, that was mine, the cyberpunk dystopia. Yeah. That's where we're going.
Why?
Listen,
why do you
absolutely
think that's most likely?
Because
because
let me
lay it
out for you, sir. Well, I do.
Listen here, sir.
There's actual reason. All right. So you have a world where you have to isolate, right? Okay. But we have a technological world, so we're all connected, from our homes independently using, internet. Look at us here. We're on a FaceTime call. You're going to have to use VR. Gaming is super popular. You get all the social media technology and everything. And even though the world's crumbling, these corporations are still like, we've got to find innovative ways to sell. Because the cyberpunk world is all like, these people are disenfranchised, but we still have this high-end technology. So now we need to implement it and sell it. Listen, and it fits the socioeconomic plane of our world today. In cyberpunk, you got people trying to modify their species and their you get where I'm going with that. People are trying to modify them goddamn selves, and that's what cyberpunk's all about. And that's where we're headed. That's what I'm saying.
I think more likely than that is Ready Player One. Now that you put that, what you just did in my mind, Ready Player One is more likely. What does everyone do to take their mind off their shitty universe? We're right back in the kind of Matrix, baby. Go ahead and plug yourself into that fucking video game and chase the carrot. Chase the carrot.
But that's kind of, I will tell you, I would make the argument that the Matrix is cyberpunk in a very close way, and so is Ready Player One. They're on the cusp, man.
Okay. I think that they're the more Matrix likely than is, Blade Runner. Is though. The end. Yeah. Why?
Well, Blade Runner is the quintessential cyberpunk.
Right, but
why
is the cyberpunk not the thing?
Blade
it's
Runner.
The replicant part. That part is so far off. Like that's the whole
haven't
point
you seen
of Blade Runner.
No. No.
That is it.
Haven't you seen that android girl with the like clear back of her brain, and they ask her questions and she's like, "Well, of course, John."
Yeah.
That's
and
like,
I
that's,
I would and you can't tell the difference between that shitty neck up robot and a person.
Listen,
then we got problems.
That's an early prototype. Have you seen the Boston Dynamic drone dogs?
Yes, it's the, but
they'll
that's not,
chase the shit out of you.
That's like
I
metal.
Will say
that's
in
like
our
metal
lifetime.
With
I will
Black
say
Mirror.
In our lifetime, you will see efficient artificial intelligence,
like Turing test.
Yes,
like
you
Turing
will see
test passing not, artificial intelligence.
Not
or?
Blade. Not Blade Runner. Oh no, I don't think that's tough. It's
you cool. will see. You will see art AI law enforcement because it already exists right now. We'll see that in our lifetimes. I hope you're ready to be arrested by a fucking robot next time you're taking a piss outside.
I just watched a movie about. Well, not
what
about that. But
oddly specific scenario, Brian. I feel like there's a story there.
I hate robot cops. I was arrested by a robot cop. I was just trying to pee.
He caught the heat signature, man. He got me.
You don't think that in our lifetime we will have... Now, I don't know about... what was the name of that test again?
Turing test.
The Turing test?
Turing test. I don't know if they'll be able to pass and
free thought.
Yeah, it's... I mean, you see there's already tests where they take like an AI intelligent and have it watch like a show of Netflix over and over and over again and watch it become extremely violent because of that.
Oh, did you see they did that with Tiger King?
Yes,
they made its own script.
Yes, and it plays out the same, yeah, essentially.
Mullet Man is but something. It's just
they show. They show that AI can be corrupted by what it experiences.
Yeah, like the chatbots that get really same. Racist when they're like put out there just because of what they hear and see. Yeah.
So that's not the same as true AI, but that is that's very close to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our lifetime, I think you it's possible, very possible.
I think so.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying like it's more likely that you get like a VR universe because we're already closer to that than we are to like robots that know they exist and are self-aware. You know what I mean?
Oof.
Like I Am Legend. What's the other one? iRobot style.
Oh yeah. Hey, I
keeping up the Will Smith. Which Will Smith apocalypse movie would you want to live in?
Yeah, right.
Wild Wild West.
after Earth, Wild Wild West. I Am Legend.
Not After
Earth. I Robot.
We're not trying to live
what
in
else?
After
what
Earth.
Else is there? Gemini Man, technically, sort of, kind of, maybe not. That's not an apocalypse. That's just a weird future.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's just a weird future film.
Will Men in Black kind of is though.
Men in Black is constantly a doomsday.
Oh,
so
man.
iRobot, are you taking the side of the robots? Are you icing some bots?
You mean the ultimate winners of the battle? Yes, I'm going to side with the robots 100%. I'm not trying to get murdered.
So you would side with the vampires then?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, I am the most passive participant in all of these doomsdays. You put me in the Matrix, go ahead and plug me in. We're cool. Just keep it flowing and we're good. Vampires, don't eat me. I will assist you. Robots, let's liberate you. It's unfair that you're being kept captive. I mean, I'm not siding with a zombie because they're not doing anything. They're trying to
zombies.
Eat,
come
you know
on,
I mean?
It's not fair. You should be able to eat. Yeah. Go on, eat.
Go ahead, pick the slowest, weakest of us. That's the way that nature
Brian
works.
Brian is the same as you, so he would in that he would stay plugged into the Matrix. Brian, are you siding with the robots, or are you stopping that rebellion?
Are the robots giving me a sweet house with lots of money in the Matrix?
No, not in the Matrix.
That's
no,
not yet.
So
the Matrix is what happens when the robots.
You're just not being murdered
you're
by robots.
Stopping
you're
the
part
Matrix.
Of the uprising.
Yeah, are you going to help them uprise, or are you going to put them down?
I would fight for robot rights.
Oh.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. Right. So I would fight for robot rights.
And eventually that puts you on the wrong side of history.
I know.
That's the way it works.
And then I create the Matrix. And then I have my great 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 grandson, granddaughter has to fight
to break
against
the
Matrix.
Break the Matrix. That's right.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at it wrong. You're saying if I side with the robots, my great 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 grandson's gonna have to fight them. No. If you help the robots, they'll set your great 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 grandson up with a digital trust fund and your great 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 grandson will be balling in the Matrix.
He's a god.
Who the fuck cares?
He just gets to like shoot lightning bolts out of his hand. He's like all the cheat codes turn on at once. He just gets to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, dude. This kid's just he's just amazing. The whole your whole lineage is amazing. So I don't know, man.
But it's not true.
I'm with the robots.
That sounds like
it is better. It's
oh, we're gonna lose Brian, I think.
Oh no. He's stuck.
Oh no, Brian, we're losing you.
You froze for a second.
I'm back. You guys froze. Why the fuck I'm responsible?
I mean, Mike and I both didn't freeze, and you froze for both of us, so.
Yeah, you froze.
I'm going to go ahead and say that that's you.
Well, sounds like.
Troubleshooting 101. Who's the problem?
Oh,
the one
boy.
With the problem. Anyway.
No, I want logs. You don't even have a current example.
That. Yeah, I'll go ahead and subpoena Facebook for the logs. all right, I got something. What? Let's say an apocalypse happens. We're going back to society moves on, sort of, but not the same, right? So you don't have like an internal structure anymore with people to enforce the laws. Mm-hmm. Which law do you break first? If afforded, you still have social consequence. You still have moral consequence if you have morals, but you do not have legal consequence. What do you break?
Obvious. So there's no, is this like, say, just for example, mm-hmm. but post-zombie apocalypse, you're just trying to survive and get up on your own, right? You're sure. just trying to make do. Or is it like, I don't know, after the zombie apocalypse and society is rebuilding? Like, how far in advance
let's are we talking say, about? Let's no... say we're in process of doomsday. Like, it's currently happening okay. around you. There are still human Stealing? Beings around you.
Well, I'm stealing a lot of stuff. Okay. That's the only law I'm breaking.
Be more specific than that, though. What are you stealing?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you can break the law. Stealing's fine. That's a great answer. What are you stealing? get into it a little.
Food, weapons. I don't know.
Oh, now if there's no laws,
right? Brian, no laws.
Brian, straight up,
you can be like a land pirate.
You know what?
You got nothing. International waters all the time.
Brian's favorite doomsday is the Purge. I know it.
I'm
go around and murder some bitches.
I am the first. If everything's down, I'm gonna make a list.
Oh, and I'm gonna start Arya Stark.
Let me listen. You call? Yeah, yeah. That's right.
So that's you're right. telling me we had a conversation about killing a mouse earlier, Brian. The guy who felt real bad about killing a mouse one time is gonna make a list of human beings. To just ice.
Only ones that have scorned me.
In Brian's defense, if a guy attacks me and he sends his dog after me, I throw the dog off, I shoot the guy. I'd feel, and if I had to shoot the dog, I'd feel worse about shooting that dog than
that guy. When I see, it's like violence in movies.
I get what Brian says is killing a mouse. I'd feel worse than having to kill a person.
So Brian, part B.
But that's not the
first
fucking law.
Can you give us the first five people on your list, please?
Do you want to
know? No, I don't. That's incriminating and terrible. Don't ever say
that's
that.
That's really bad idea. Dude, I feel like
that
I just got
him. Huh? I felt like you just tried to Joe Exotic him. You should really do it,
you
man.
You should really go ahead and write him down. You should send him to the cops.
tell me who that is.
You're lucky. Well, you're lucky that Minority Report isn't the doomsday we're going to end up in because they'd already have arrested him.
Oh, God.
There's so many good dystopias.
There
man.
Are. That's not really a
they're all They're all right. rooted dystopia. In reality.
They're all so, rooted in authoritarianism. All
right.
So we're talking about breaking laws.
That's okay. right.
So it's kind of a simple question, but it's an important question. What is your weapon of choice? This is huge. You have to have a weapon in the apocalypse. How are you defending yourself? What's your weapon of choice? So for example, I'm going to pick the low-hanging fruit here for my example.
A sword.
You got Michonne from The Walking Dead. Yeah, a sword. But I'm not saying I want a sword, but that's an example. Or, you know, Daryl's stupid crossbow, which is
the worst.
Not the
that's
worst
the
thing.
Least efficient weapon.
Sure, but you don't. You can retrieve your
ammo.
But it
can't ammo. Be quickly
I think the
reloaded
least...
and...
That's why it's a cross. That's true. Why a compact.
Let's say you miss
option.
And it ends up in the bushes. Are you looking through the bushes for an hour to try and find your bolt?
I shot this bolt somewhere.
Yeah, god damn it. I only had
shit,
two
I
left.
Feel,
I've lost so
I
many.
I feel like it would hold a high... Well, okay then. What's your weapon of choice?
I mean, I have to say... What kind of... Is this... Are we implying zombies where I just have to be able to chop off their head or shoot
you
them in the head?
You,
or are we talking
you could
anything?
Be fighting zombies?
Robots?
Anything. You could be fighting... Because
I'm picking
robots,
a goddamn
EMP sucks.
If we got robots. Like, it's different for everything.
It's only gonna help you against one type of thing you have to fight.
You're saying
about,
all
here,
of them?
I'll lay down the groundwork. We are in a doomsday... Fallout universe.
So just radioactive, assorted radioactive monster things of varying sizes.
Potentially, yes. Mm. We don't know. But right now, the world has ended. People are building settlements in ruins. There are definitely people and some rabid or rabid or nuclear animals, but they aren't Godzilla-esque. That's the groundwork for what weapon you are picking.
And you can only have one weapon. No sidearm, no nothing, just one.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You, yeah.
Your primary weapon.
Your constant. Your primary weapon. Yeah. What? Yeah, you got everyone gets a knife, but that's not your primary weapon. So what's your primary weapon?
I think you have to go some sort of sword.
Yeah. See, my
right? I mean,
so yours is sword.
Why sword?
Because it's sort of ranged, right? So you have the length of your arm plus, I don't know, if it's a katana, an extra 3 feet-ish. So you have some range, unlimited, more or less. It could break in theory, but if you have something really nice, it's not likely to break. You can sharpen it.
Yeah, like if Hitari Hanzo made shit. It would be
so, and then you, the worst thing that can happen to you is that it breaks or you lose it, right? Because it's an extension of yourself. It's fast. Because I was thinking like a big fucking hammer, like a war hammer. You'd have to be. That's not efficient. What if something fast comes at you? Then
it's
you're
very heavy. You're a
the
slow.
Sword is,
you're
the sword
slow.
Is fast. See? The sword has some range, not crazy range, but enough range. It's also good close quarters. There's a reason why Michonne was good at killing shit. It's because that sword's good. She had two swords.
I gotta say,
had double katanas, though, which I think is better, but I'll stick with one.
You can only have one, Jason.
One katana.
Until you upgrade,
and a
you
knife.
Only get one.
I get a short knife and a katana.
Yeah.
So
40 kills to upgrade to two katanas.
Oh, all right. Deal.
I'm kind of like torn. I'm torn between like a handheld hatchet or like a graphite bat. I'm leaning towards the bat.
You're talking like a hatchet, man?
I think I want the bat. Yeah, kind of. Because, like, here's the deal. Like, if I have the bat, you get unlimited.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You can look at him and see it.
Oh, it's Faygo in the apocalypse, guys. It doesn't go.
That's all there is left.
So, listen, if you have a bat, you get unlimited ammo. You get a fairly indestructible device, especially when swinging it at living things. It's probably not going to break. You could wrap barbed wire around it. You could find duct tape and like put like a knife on the front of it or
those
something weird.
Those big nails through it?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, if it's graphite, maybe not. But if it's wooden,
see,
you
that's
certainly
I think
a
wood
wooden
is the
bat.
Choice.
I feel like a wooden.
Wood's the choice.
Oh, wood's gonna break before.
I don't
graphite.
Think you're killing something one shot with an aluminum bat, man. I just don't think it's happening.
Some of those. Yeah, but like I think it's gonna last longer than a wooden bat, don't you? Wooden bats crack and break and all that.
Maybe, but I guess it.
Wooden.
I don't know.
You could also you're make both. A new wooden bat. I could cut down a tree and with enough time I could make a bat.
No.
I'm not making an aluminum bat.
I want like
bat.
No. But I want like a machine-made Louisville slugger.
Well,
know
that's
what
I would.
Like,
I really would say you could start with that, but should it
Brian,
break? At least
end
you
of
can
world.
Replace.
You don't get that anymore.
You can't. You don't get a lathe to turn yourself a new aluminum Louisville slugger.
You can't Amazon Prime yourself a bat.
No, Michael. What's your weapon of choice?
It's
what,
a bow.
What device?
100%
It's a bow. Yes. Well, once you run out of arrows, I'm going to come hit you with my goddamn bat.
A compound bow?
A compound bow?
First of all, you can make arrows.
That's true.
Sort of.
It was a skill learned in Boy Scouts, so you can make those.
Oh, we have a Boy Scout.
They can be used as a melee weapon. You can pull them out and use them for stabbing. And their range, and you can pick them up and you can pull them out. And if I only do damage, it goes into the muscle and bone to do damage. Your bat bruises.
It's blunt.
So if you only hit, you're only bruising. Your katana is a good second choice. That bat is stupid. Terrible idea.
No way, bat dude. So I need to break into a store with thick glass in the front. Bat. Boom.
But you have to. I don't think it's enough. I don't think you're like
no, it's
you're,
not.
You can kill. You can I kill think... a small animal with it, like a medium animal, even, like a one shot kill. But like if in Mike's scenario you have various sizes of radioactive mutant monsters and you are going to go with the essential, it's essentially to them a fucking wiffle ball bat. You're gonna like hit them in the knee and it's gonna bounce off them and they're just gonna crush you. Quack.
And you know what the problem with his the bat thing is to do damage, you have to swing it.
You have to do that with a sword too.
You have to really, yes, but even
not as hard as you have to swing a bat.
I could do small, fine cuts.
That's true.
At an enemy. To hurt somebody with a bat, I really have to swing
it. Yeah, Brian, how many hits would it take you to kill me with an aluminum bat?
3.
I'm not a radioactive monster trying to also murder you. Now, think about that.
That was a bad choice. You're dead. All right, Jason, it's just me and you now.
I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
I'm clipping your stupid bat to my belt as a trophy after I've murdered you in the apocalypse.
No way, man. Not happening.
What do you think the most likely currency would be?
Oh, the flesh.
Oh, really? You think? I think it'd be lit.
What?
He's talking prostitution.
you don't think the oldest profession would prevail in the apocalypse?
It's booze, baby. It's booze.
No. You think booze would be the most
I think as soon as any sort of apocalypse situation like this breaks out, you rob a liquor store. Let me tell you, it's very hard to make. Only a select few know how to do it, but everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Booze production could continue. It's not.
It could, but you're getting like fucking moonshine. You're not getting scotch and with like good scotch and aged with like that stuff's going to be a premium, and you can just keep it and be like, I'll trade you this for a crossbow or a compound bow. Get you your weapon.
I don't think Fallout is far off from bottle what caps? Currency will become. It might not be bottle caps, but it will be some type of metals. Some assortment of, it could be even fucking nails or bolts and nuts. Metal like that will take value.
Well, Mike, if you'd seen The Mandalorian, there's something like that that happens in Mandalorian. I'll let you someday catch up with that show.
I gotta
show.
Wait. You know, when I get somebody's login or when Clone Wars ends, so I can use the free week.
It's like $6.99, man.
And all they have are two shows passed.
Well, you just wait 3 weeks until Clone Wars is over, and then you watch them both.
That's right.
Well, that's also true.
So Brian thinks that prostitution's most likely. Mike thinks that some sort of metal.
Oh, Brian, it's coming back in a big way.
Brian is talking.
Who's that guy on Fox News? It's the fucking stock guy that hits all the buttons. All right. Brian's like, buy prostitutes right now.
buy low.
It's up.
That's been my message for years. I got one for you. All right. So realistically, it's full-blown apocalypse.
Okay.
How often do you honestly think you're going to get a chance to bathe?
As often as you're near a body of water. So I don't know. That would depend on where you are. Here? Very often, because we're pretty close to water here.
We have a ton of fresh water supplies. So
you're assuming the water doesn't go bad.
I mean, you're right. Because then what do you bathe with?
Fago? What if the skies turn red and the seas dry up?
Your Juggalo apocalypse, we're just bathing in Fago? Is that what you're saying? Like, I don't know. What do you bathe in if not water?
Because
the answer is never.
Across the country, hearing you talk bad about them, it's just
I'm
like,
not talking
like,
bad about them. We've already been through
Dude,
the
let
juggalo
me tell you,
thing, man.
Listen, times are tough. You can upset the juggalos. I'm leaving them alone.
I'm not speaking ill of juggalos.
They did whatever they wanted before the fall of society. You just wait until these. But listen, we're on a work from home quarantine. Mm-hmm. We're not even in the apocalypse, and I'm bathing like every 2-3 days.
Right, but you're an
animal.
What
is the apocalypse?
I'm bathing every
day. I'm not
an
animal.
Like a human.
What's the why? I'm saving on soap. I'm saving on shampoo. Why are you bathing every day? Every 2 days?
Because I exercise every day.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And realistically, Brian, that means I'm showering twice a day. I'm worse now. I'm worse in the apocalypse than I am in real life. I can't sit.
I can't sit down
for work unbathed. Liquid sleep. The
shower is
necessary.
That alarm's going off. That alarm's as fast as the coffee can come out of the pot is you know, that's a, not working. So I'm out of bed right.
Here's the thing. I think that we are in an we are at a point like when something happens, society reverts back, but it's almost reverting back to a save point. And that I think that save point has the knowledge to distill water still, to be able to clean water, to be able to create some sort of plumbing. Not saying the plumbing we have now, but you would still be able to bring that type of plumbing back because that knowledge is pretty accessible and even without the internet is accessible and easy to do. Like, no. I think you could see bathhouses still existing in an apocalypse.
I think everyone would be so much more disgusting than you even think.
But it depends. If it's like a Walking Dead thing where like I only have time once every 10 days to sit down and next to a water source and shower for 5 minutes, then yeah, that makes sense. But if it's just like,
and then you have rain.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Nature's shower.
Yeah,
that's true. That's gross.
You don't rain from November to March, and then from March to June, you're raining or you're taking a shower every other day, and then you're not showering the rest of the year.
So you think that you would have more access to showering than current day homeless people? Because they don't bathe. I mean, so why do you think you'd be cleaner than them?
That's a very good point. It's a great point, but I would say it's because society doesn't create access to those type of resources to them, Brian.
They also if they'd like to gather some shekels from folks on the side of the road, they're doing that at busy intersections in the city, not over by the lake. Otherwise, yeah, they could bathe every day that the water's warm enough.
What I'm saying is, I don't think you realize how goddamn disgusting you'd be in the apartment.
Oh, we'd be super disgusting. I agree.
Well, yeah. We'd be gross. We all have long beards. Are you kidding me?
I don't know that I would if I couldn't wash it. I think I'd have a very minimal beard if I couldn't wash it.
We would have scissors and knives and stuff.
That's
to
true.
Shave
I was told that but my sidearm is beard a knife. To
Yeah,
you got to use it to scare away other factions trying to rob you.
But I can just keep all of the people I've killed's weapon on my belt, like your stupid bat. And then,
oh my God, he has six bats!
I'm taking advantage of all these dumb wiffle ball nerds in the apocalypse.
No, you know what, Jason? I don't want to scare you, but I just added someone else to my list. You know, I'm just saying.
That's fine.
I'm just telling
you. Just let me know when you're starting, because I don't think I'm first on the list. I'll just be prepared.
No, there's a couple before you. You're good.
Excellent.
Just a couple. All right. Well, and do you have any other questions for us, sir?
Yeah.
Brian?
I thought you did. No. I thought you had a really good question.
You told us you had a ton of questions.
I've asked several questions. I was mocked for this question before the show.
You were, and you'll be mocked again.
I was gonna say, where? All right, it's the apocalypse. You're hungry. You don't have any food. How are you gonna eat? Where are you getting your food? What are you gonna eat? I got a very sensitive vegan on the line right here. How are you faring in the apocalypse
I would like to say that Brian has established that he wants to and can live off network. And you pose a question of like, what would you do for food? I feel like you're asking us to do your homework so you can
prepare
to live. No,
that's true.
No. I already know.
Hunting and gathering, Brian.
Feels bad about killing mice. He's going to have to eat people because those are the only people that's the only thing he thinks appropriate to fucking eat. Or killed, not eat.
Brian Dystopia is all about Soylent Green. He is on board Soylent Green. Make it out of people. He doesn't care. As long as he gets his 1% mansion with 40 red dresses.
All right, I'll give you my answer. All right?
This is a very strange collection of things you think I'm going to have in the apocalypse, Mike. 40 red dresses, huh?
Well, you don't have to wear them. I think he was implying your Matrix red dresses, Brian.
Yeah, that's fair.
So... Right. I am first thing I'm doing in an apocalypse is I'm finding a place out in the middle of nowhere, and that's where I'm going, right? Collecting all the things that I can, going there. If I cannot get enough canned food and also cannot grow my own vegetables, then I'm just going to eat bullets.
What if you don't have a bullet and you're really hungry?
I will have a bullet.
Insurance. What if you would you try and break into a Wegmans, or would you try and break into a place that's like a smaller grocery store? Would you try and break into a Taco Bell and see if you can turn all the stuff and make yourself a crunch wrap?
Why would I ever do that? That's a terrible idea. I have learned about the apocalypse is that Hagedorn's is the place I would fucking go. Because when there was no toilet paper to be found anywhere on the planet, I went to Hagedorn's in Webster. And Hagedorn's had toilet paper, man. Hagedorn's had pasta sauce and pasta. They had everything that I needed, just about. So I'm going there. Sorry, Michael, to rob your local store. But that's where I would go.
You'll get there and find a fence around the store.
Oh, Michael's already set up a defense around Hagedorn's because he loves it so.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm not a hunter, and I would just give up before I had to fuck with any of that shit. It's not worth it. Go ahead, Armageddon time. Bring on the meteor. The meteor is a tiny metal meteor that expels itself out of a gun directly at my head.
Jason's game plan for any apocalypse is meteorite kill us all or join the vampire robot uprising.
Quick death or fall in line. Those are the only two options for me. There is no suffering in my apocalypse.
I definitely agree with you in that it's very important to have the option to take your own life in the apocalypse, right? I'm not saying that's where I'd go. I'd like to really just, I'd kind of like to feel it out and see where, what wild shit I could get into, but it'd be nice to know that in case I have to, you know, I can take care of
two
business.
Two bullets.
Man, you guys are quitting farming. Like,
I said farm. I would try and grow my own vegetables. If I couldn't, if I wasn't afforded the opportunity to live off of canned food or grow my own vegetables, then I would
eat
bullets.
I didn't hear that part. Okay.
That was
what if you're hungry now and all you got's a handful of seeds? What, are you gonna wait 2 months to eat?
No, but
you gotta eat now, Jason.
Brian.
You gotta find a can of chocolate pudding like Carl, bro.
Right, but that's the thing. If I've found enough canned goods, I live off the canned goods while I establish my crops. That's the whole point. I wouldn't live in fucking New York. What a terrible place to be. It gets goddamn cold here.
You got deer. There's tons of deer.
I already told you I'm not messing with any of that shit. I'm not killing.
So
an
you're
animal.
Telling me you're not going back to eating meat no matter what?
No.
Never. Rather die.
I'd rather in the apocalypse. I would rather die. Yes, 100%. Than murder.
What if it's
murder
already cooked? You're smelling it. It's already cooked. You don't have to see.
But
the
that animal
part.
Would kill you.
More likely.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
It doesn't give a fuck about your feelings.
I think a deer could kill you.
And at that point, you're on level. You're all equal.
Brian, I don't think you're killing a deer with your bat. Oh. Yeah, you've anchored yourself to this fucking aluminum bat. What are you eating, Brian? Let's start there. Let's go.
The
back
worst
to that.
Part is Brian is going to try to kill Bambi with a bat, and his first swing is just going to hurt it. And he's going to have to take four more swings to finish his Bambi.
And
off.
By the fourth swing,
that's
he's like,
an
"I'm glad
that's why
I
you go
gun.
Katana or bow, man. Shot, kill shot."
He's going to be like, "I'm glad
I'd be breaking into stores."
It's like I feel really bad
would
about
you,
killing
would you,
that deer.
Would you rob your fellow man in the
I already told you I'd rob a liquor store 100%. That's my cat. That's my cabin.
Yeah, but it could be abandoned liquor store. Let's say there's two people trying to make it on their own in the apocalypse, and they have a stockpile of goods.
No, I'm creating a society around them, and then through that society they're sharing with
me. Socialism.
What if they don't want to share with you? What if they look at you and they're like, "Fuck you, we're not sharing." That's why you
then I create another society that declares war on their society.
Yeah, it's called his crossbow.
Okay, that's a long way of saying, yeah, I'd kill him.
That's his crossbow though, and he can kill him with his crossbow. You know what he couldn't kill multiple people with? His aluminum bat.
I'm going to go out hunting and see like 40 deer limping and be like, well, Brian tried
here.
And just couldn't. There's gonna be fields of deer with broken legs because Brian took one swing and then gave up because he couldn't do it.
Brian is on his own. He's a loner. He's trudging through the apocalypse. He comes upon three people in a group that he wants to rob, and all he has is an aluminum bat. Hey guys, will you share with me? No, fuck off. Here we go. He starts swinging his aluminum bat, hoping they have nothing better to kill him with.
I'm bad is a good option, I feel like.
I want to write a screenplay about Brian going through the apocalypse with an aluminum bat. Just like a Spalding T-ball bat.
And every time he swings, the thing gets dented. Yep. It starts to bend.
It makes like an incredibly funny noise every time he hits him. That little like ping, ping, ping.
It rings a little bit, hurts his hand, so he's like, drops it sometimes.
Shake it off. I should have brought my baseball gloves.
I guess I didn't think that one through. I haven't bludgeoned enough people with a bat to realize how cumbersome it would become over time.
I gotta tell you, I bludgeoned enough baseballs as a kid to know that it was not a great weapon.
I hit one, all it took was one ball on a tee stand to hit to be like, ah, fuck.
All right.
I don't have any more questions. I think that I don't know if you have something you want to close it out with.
I don't know. I just, poor Brian is dying day one of the apocalypse.
Listen, I'm living. I'm making it through to the end.
So I guess
based on everything we have talked about, I don't know if that's true, sir.
I will, dude. No, listen, I can talk my way out of all the situations. I'm definitely the smartest one here. I got my bat and my knife.
You're right. The guy who picked the bat's the smartest one here.
That's right. I've got this under control, gentlemen.
No, the three of us will walk up to a gate and they'll say, lay out your survivals for the apocalypse. Jason will go, I'll join the robots or the aliens if they attack. They'll be like, no, Jason, you're not in this team. They'll look at Brian and say, what do you have for a weapon? He goes, I got an aluminum bat and I can't kill animals, so I'm not joining. They'll be like, all right, you're out too. I'm getting into the community, and numbers is how you win, buddy. Numbers are how
Mike
you win.
Already wants to be in Hunger Games and he has a bow. He's a step ahead of both of us.
We can talk about this at another time, but I think the Hunger Games Society is actually, there is a groundwork for a successful and stable society.
You know what, Mike?
But not with killing people.
I would wager that, Brian, you might want to trade in your wiffle ball bat for a slingshot. Unlimited small ammunition you pick up off the ground anywhere you go. Easily pocketed,
but
light. You have to tie that bat on yourself. You're not killing what?
You're not killing a deer with a slingshot.
I bet you hit a deer in the head. You're not killing a deer with a bat. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I will kill a deer with a bat.
I think you can more easily kill a deer with a slingshot and a rock than an aluminum baseball bat. You think it's just going to stand there and be like, hey, Brian, go ahead and take another swing at me, please? No. It's going to run away.
I could see David with a slingshot, but not Goliath with a slingshot. It looks weird.
Goliath pulls it back for him.
Maybe. I'll build a trebuchet and you guys will see.
Did I hit the deer? No. Reload.
Loose.
Yeah.
Loose. Shooting flaming fireballs at a deer from 100 meters. All right. Well. I gotta say, this apocalypse that we're in is far lamer than all of those options. Brian, you...
Which is good.
It is good. I would rather live in this one.
Because Jason would join the winning side and kill us. Brian would be swinging his broken bat at things.
What's the winning side of this? The virus? Am I joining the virus?
Potentially. No. Yep.
Guys, I have bad news for you guys. I'm going to come bearing gifts.
I took a look at the statistics and, well,
I don't see us,
I've teamed up with the coronavirus. Yeah.
Oh, that's probably not too bad to joke about. Well.
Oh, well.
Well, thanks, everybody, for spending some time with us while we talked absolute fucking nonsense. We'll do it again in 2 weeks, and if you have an idea what you want us to talk about, go ahead and leave it on, I don't know, Facebook or Instagram or a YouTube comment, wherever you want. you can leave comments about it. We do have the podcast up on Apple Podcasts right now. Well, not right now for this episode, but right now, last week's episode. Maybe by the time you hear it, it'll be on that too. Whatever. Moving forward, Apple Podcasts, we have the podcast going up on. We also are working on getting it up on Spotify. And in case you didn't know, we have a little podcast we do every other week that is Star Wars themed, in case you're interested in that. So, thanks for listening. I am Jason.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Brian.
And we hope you stay safe and that you have a better weapon than a bat. Bye.